black carpet, walls that are painted bright orange and a stripy purple three-piece suite. Even though we're a good few years into the 1980s, in Bolton, the new decade is only just beginning, and the 1970s still clung on to most areas of life, especially interior design. In front of the fire stands an enormous Bell's whiskey bottle that's been emptied of booze and is now filled with so much of Mum and Dad's loose change that it reminds me of a pirate's treasure chest. And finishing off the room are several of Mum's much-loved houseplants, including a huge cheese plant and an overgrown ivy that trails around the skirting boards on all four walls. At the moment, however, our front room is dominated by a massive stack of presents that stand piled up in the centre. I bowl in and begin to unwrap them with the crazed desperation of a starving animal hunting for food. I'm delighted to find boxes of felt-tip pens and art materials, as well as several Star Wars figures and an elaborate Ewok village from The Return of the Jedi. Joe looks on, wide-eyed. He's 2 years older than me and obsessed with Star Wars. I'm chuffed with the presents I've got, but even more chuffed that for once, I've managed to impress my big brother. As tends to happen when it's my birthday, I also get a few presents I don't really want. This year, these include 2 packets of plastic soldiers, a Bolton Wanderers football kit, and an electric board game called Computer Battleship. I always feel like this kind of present has been bought for a different boy to me, or the boy some people want me to be. But I can't bear the idea of upsetting anyone on my birthday, so pretend to be pleased. Besides, I don't want to appear ungrateful, as Mum's fond of saying, some children at my school don't get any presents at all, such as Stephen Spriggs, whose dad has just lost his job in one of the town's last cotton mills, or the Pickup Sisters, who don't celebrate birthdays or Christmas because they're Jehovah's Witnesses. And anyway, I'm being bombarded with far too many brilliant presents for me to feel even remotely disappointed. My favourite of all has to be a brand new SodaStream. Ever since I saw this advertised on telly, I've desperately wanted one. It looks so modern and so much fun that for months I fantasised about concocting colourful cocktails as the kids from school look on with envy. Get busy with a fizzy SodaStream! For children like me growing up in Bolton, the back pages of the Argos catalogue are like an encyclopedia of toys. If there's anything we want for Christmas or birthdays, we'll look it up first in what's become our Bible. Every day for weeks, I've left the catalogue lying around the house, strategically opened on the page with the coveted SodaStream. In the kitchen, in Dad's tool shed, even on the toilet seat. I'm thrilled to see that now my persistence has paid off. Oh, thanks a lot, I say as I unwrap it. This is the best present ever! Once my excitement has died down, Dad helps me set it up behind the minibar. It's just like being down the Flatiron, he approves in his strong Lancashire accent. Very snazzy, love, agrees Mum, her accent equally broad. You look like a proper little barman. I can't quite believe I've been given such a grown-up present. Until now, the most grown-up I've ever felt is when Mum gives me a new 20p piece and sends me to the shop on my own to buy her a walnut whip. I'm overjoyed and make a big show of reading out the different colours and then serving everyone a drink. Isn't it marvellous? Grandma coos as she looks on. And to think that in my day we had to make do with Corporation Pop. Hey, Charlie, yaps Joe, can I have a go? I pretend to think it over. Oh, go on then, but only if you let me play with your Millennium Falcon. Deal. How about trying on that Wanderer strip? Chips in Dad. Or you and me having a game of Computer Battleship? I've no idea how to reply. I'm not remotely interested in playing war games, and surely my birthday's the one day in the year when I don't have to worry about liking things in order to impress my dad. Do you mind if we do it later, Dad? I attempt. I watch his smile wilt and my heart sinks like a knackered lift. Thankfully, at that moment, our attention is distracted by the sound of the front door opening and the arrival of my Auntie Jan. Cooey, where's the birthday boy? I jump up and bounce over to greet her. Auntie Jan is my mum's younger sister and I think she's ace. When she babysits, she lets me and Joe stay up late to watch Magnum PI and, if we're really lucky, Cagney and Lacey. She listens to music by Duran Duran and Culture Club, and everyone says she looks like the blonde one out of Bananarama. All the kids in the street think she's dead trendy. Today she's wearing a cerise pink rah-rah skirt with a banana yellow off-the-shoulder top, electric blue leg warmers and white stiletto heels. Auntie Jan's well ace. Hiya, I squeak. Hello, sunshine. She gives me a kiss and, as usual, smells of Wrigley's juicy fruit. Many happy returns. Thanks. Have you brought me a present? By heck, Charlie, let me get through the door first. Once she's settled and been served a sarsaparilla from the SodaStream, Auntie Jan takes my present out of her bag. I rip off